I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
First and Pod, hosted by Danny Parkin and Andrew Filippone.
The next game is Raiders-Titans. Which of these teams, if either, do you consider to still be a viable AFC playoff contender?
So here's the situation there. The Raiders are in a tougher division.
Right.
So that would make you want to say the Titans, but it just feels like the Raiders are the much better team. You know? But I think I have to say Tennessee here, because I do think it's a lot easier to get over the way the Titans lost last week than it is what happened to this. Like, I think it's easier to flush a game where the other team's just so much better than you. You don't nitpick. You don't second guess. You're not up at night, like, wondering, like, what could have been, what if. And I just think the Raiders, the first-year coach, are doing a lot of that. You know, the thing you've said about Tennessee, for as much as you've hated them, and we agree on that, is I do think that they believe in Vrabel. So I think with that game being in Tennessee, like, I think Tennessee's going to put its best game on tape this week. And I wouldn't be surprised if it's enough to beat the Raiders. I think they probably will.
Yeah, I like that we don't talk at all before these shows. We just do the outline of the order of the games, because I'm completely aligned with you. The Raiders are better. Like, if this was a neutral field game and they played 10 times, I think the Raiders would win 7, maybe 8. Like, yeah. I think that they are objectively better. But they have a fatal flaw of they can't protect an immobile quarterback. So that's going to be a problem all year. And they have 5 more games against the AFC West. And the best team that everybody thought was the best team in the AFC South, the Titans obviously haven't played yet, and they're winless. The Colts have 0 wins. So, you know, unless you think the Jaguars are a 10-win team.
Which I don't.
Which they certainly have to do more to prove that they are. The answer is absolutely the Titans, and the gambling markets would say that it's the Titans just for division odds, you know, right. And I'm sure it is the same for make the playoff odds too, right? But like, we looked at it at the end of last Sunday's show, like, Colts were plus 140 to win the division, Titans were plus 175. So the Titans have a very clean path if they can figure it out. I just don't really believe that they can figure it out.
Rams-Cardinals, are you buying into Arizona after last week on the other side of that game with the Raiders?
No, I think that Kyler is an amazing athlete who would be terrifying to game plan for. But they don't have a pass rush, and they don't seem to have something that they can hang their hat on for consistency on offense. You know, it's a boom or bust operation. And I think the Rams should have blown out the Falcons by 2 or 3 scores last week and lost a weird opener to a Bills team where they made a few too many mistakes and looked flat. So like I think the Rams easily could be a top 5 team in the league again. And I don't really see any path for the Cardinals being close to a top 10 team. So I do not think that we're going to be feeling very good about the Cardinals after this one.
The line is small. And if Arizona somehow were to win this game, does it change?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're like a field goal underdog at home. So what are the implied odds that they have like a 40% chance to win the game? Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's not bad, dude. They've played the division tough, right? Like they play these games. These games are always close. So I don't know. That might be part of it, but I just don't think this particular version of the Cardinals defensively.
Me neither.
Look like that. Wouldn't you think the Rams would have a 35 points? I think the Rams are putting a number on the board.
Yeah, so do I. The only devil's advocate thing I want to say about the Cardinals is that if there's ever incentive for them to get motivated, it's this one because it's at home and they got embarrassed by this team in last year's playoffs. And then the other thing is the Stafford turnover thing is like a little bit of a concern for me right now. He's throwing interceptions again. And they got around it last year, but I just don't think lightning is going to strike twice for them when their quarterback routinely gives the ball to the other team. So be mindful of that.
All right, here's a division game between two teams that believe they've got a high ceiling this year. Lions-Vikings. Is the winner a legitimate threat to win their division, to win the North?
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
So back to what I said about Kirk Cousins earlier, I feel like if the Vikings do it, it's like, all right, they took care of business at home against the Lions, proven they can play games in the division at home and win them. They held the Packers to 7 points. Like, all right, they have a reasonable chance to be a team that makes the playoffs and probably do nothing more than that. But I think it's more fun if the Lions somehow win this game. You know, I think the Lions.
That was not the question.
No. Okay. So the real answer is no. Okay. Yeah. Let me go with that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It hasn't taken me to abandon the Minnesota bandwagon, but so the answer is no, but you know, for betting purposes, I'll probably be on Minnesota.
Yeah. I think that Minnesota is going to be my survivor pool play. I think.
Yep. Cause there's been too big of an overreaction to what happened last week with them.
Yeah, exactly. And at Philly in prime time,
yeah,
that stadium was rocking. And Darius Slay like somehow got the best of Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
That is not something that the Lions look like they're capable of doing. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
We saw what Washington was able to do to them in the passing game. So a noon game for Kirk Cousins at home against a team that maybe is getting better defensively. We both like Hutchinson and all of that. And I was high on the Lions before the year. We've talked about it, but like I was high on the Lions for over 6.5 wins. I was not high on the Lions for any scenario in which they win the North. And I said, after the Packers lost to the Vikings, I still would pick them to win the North. So I don't think either of these teams are going to win the division. I think that'll be Green Bay, but I think that Minnesota is going to put 30 on the board. And hey, by the way, maybe the Lions can too, but like we saw what Green Bay did in Minnesota. Like that's a tough environment to play. Those fans normally come out. So I would expect this to be a double digit Vikings win on Sunday.
Jaguars, Chargers. Do you expect LA to win an easy one, even with the rib situation with Herbert?
No. I don't. I mean, listen, man, we both picked them to win the Super Bowl. I think the Chargers are really, really good, but Herbert's end of that game was weird. And the last report that I saw was that he, like the media only saw him hand off in like the open portion of practice. And so the other Josh Allen is awesome, right? And now when he lines up over the left tackle and goes up against Rashawn Slater, that's like a matchup of one of the best young pass rushers and the best young tackles in the NFL. When he goes off right tackle, I feel like that would be a terrifying spot for Josh Allen or for Justin Herbert and his ribs. So the Jaguars kicked the shit out of the Colts on both lines last week. Like that was a physically dominant performance. So I feel like it has to at least be in play that they could do that to a Chargers team that is much more talented than them. But I do not expect this to be easy given what we saw last week from both teams.
So I'm with you. I think that even though Jacksonville, I think, has lost now 18 road games in a row, this is their opening. At some point, Trevor Lawrence win a game where you're at 100%. And the other team's young, really good quarterback is probably at about 50. And you're not going to have to worry about hostile environment or any of that bullshit. LA, that's like a true neutral site. So, I mean, the Jets aren't going to travel. So it's not like they're going to turn it into an extra home game. So, I mean, to me, it's they've got an opportunity here to get a lot of like football. Like analytics people and nerds have liked Jacksonville as a under the radar sleeper team all off season. If they go to LA, even with the Chargers having no fan base, if they win that game, I think they'll be the favorites to win the AFC South, Danny, because they'll have the best record and they'll have scored a huge win on the road.
Yeah. I mean, they're the third favorite right now. So if you think they're
going unless it's Chase Daniel. I mean, if it's Chase Daniel, then everything I just said goes out the fucking window. But
yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it's obviously a, like, if the Chargers lose, they're going to chalk it up to a fluke because of Herbert being hurt. If the Jaguars win, they're not going to give a shit if Herbert's hurt. They're going to talk about it as signature win for coach, quarterback, and franchise.
Yeah. Monkey off the back. Let's go. We got that out of the way now.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a huge game for Jacksonville, and it's a survive and advance game for the Chargers. So I'm sorry if you have to watch a minute of this one that I have to cover. Texans Bears. You think the Fighting Lovie Smiths come in here and win?
Are you going to play the Lovie angle? Is the Lovie angle an angle that people even give a shit about? No, I didn't think so. The Lovie thing.
It's been so long, and yep.
This isn't Mike Ditka coming back with the Saints or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, and he failed at U of I with the Illini, and Bears fans do have like a little bit of like remorse over, you know, they fired Lovie after he won 10 games. And then since it's been like, you know, Mark Trestman and John Fox and Matt Nagy. Like, so there's definitely like a little, ooh, our bad, Lovey. Like you gave us, you know, Urlacher and Tillman and Briggs and a Super Bowl appearance and Hester and four guys who are Hall of Fame finalists right now with Olin Krutz. Like, you know, Lovey's the best Bears coach of my life. So, you know, Lovey is thought of favorably, but it was time. So yeah. It's just kind of, everyone's just kind of like happy for him that he's still coaching in the NFL. Like, oh, Grandpa Lovey with the white beard. But this is one of the few games, and arguably the only game, where the Bears can say they have the more talented roster. And they're at home. Like, the Bears have to win. Compared to the Niners, top five defense in a monsoon, and the Packers at Lambeau at night, maybe top five defense, and Aaron Rodgers where they never win, this game's going to feel like playing the JV squad. So I'm surprised the line's only 2.5. Maybe it's a sucker bet, but I like the Bears.
Yeah, and I think unlike some of the other teams here that we talk about at the bottom, the Bears think they already have their franchise quarterback. So the tanking thing and like considering like a loss being a good thing is not really on the table for them. It is in the Falcons Seahawks game.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to ask you, if you were a fan of either one of those two teams, would you go into it wanting your team to lose? Where do you come down on that age-old debate?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Of course. I mean,
but I'm sure there's some like 50 plus year old prick at your radio station who's like, you can't root against your own team. That's an affront to being a fan. I'm sure you have one of those guys on your staff at the Score. Every station does.
And everywhere. And in the fan base and whatever. But like, Seattle obviously has a ton of first round picks. So they probably feel like they can do whatever the hell they want in the draft. But either way, yeah. Both fan bases should be rooting for cleanest path to best quarterback prospect. You're not winning anything of substance this year. So, yeah, I have no problem.
Do we even know who the top quarterback prospect is right now? Do we even have clarity on it? Like, it was – I remember I was in Cincinnati for a game, and it said, like, let's blow for Joe or something like that when Burrow –
Right, stuck for luck. Yeah. I think that everyone says it's a debate – between Stroud and Young, CJ Stroud and Bryce Young. I mean, whatever. Like,
yeah.
You know, like what you don't want to do is be the, when I covered the 2-14 Chiefs.
And Eric Fisher's the number one.
And the top four picks, it's like, you know, Deion Jordan or whatever the hell that guy's name was and Lane Johnson, you know. You take your shot at a quarterback, and if they suck, you do it again in 4 years. But that's just how the world works. All right. Last game.
Saints-Panthers. Do you feel like your Saints future NFC South champion bet is – should you rip the ticket up?
It was placed on the Bet Rivers app, so there would be no reason to print it out and rip it up. It would be ceremonial. If they lose this game, it certainly is. I'll tell you that. My hope for that beautiful plus 350 ticket is pretty much solely tied at this point to Tom Brady retiring to spend time with his family. Like that's
or his old family, apparently. That was interesting on Thursday.
Yeah.
Did you see that he like left Giselle to go hang out with his Bridget Moynihan, kid out of wedlock?
Yeah, yeah. Tom's got a lot going on, man. Tom's got a lot going on.
Which actually, in a bizarre way, makes me feel better about myself. Which I know it shouldn't. But when very, like, famous, like, productive members of society have things that stress them out to the point where I feel like they're about to lose it, I feel a tiny bit better about where I'm at in life. Because I am nowhere close to that. Thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
It only took me to like the sixth podcast for you to share that with everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, Mother Teresa, what's your spin on things then?
I mean, your response there could have either been thank you, or you could have said, yeah, but don't lie, you feel the exact same way.
Yeah.
Because of course I revel in the perceived failings of the people who have perfect lives. But yeah, I do think the Saints will win this game. I don't think that the Panthers have much going for them. And McCaffrey said he's playing, but showed up on the injury report. So even though Jameis can Jameis all over himself, I still, I do like the Saints pretty strongly in this game.
I think that they're in a funny situation, though, where there were so many bizarre endings to games last week. I just question how many of those teams are going to be able to compartmentalize the way that they lost and not let them affect and not allow that to affect in the next game. Like the Browns were able to get over the Jets loss because Mitch Trubisky and Matt Canada came to town. Okay, great. You could maybe say the same thing about going to play Baker Mayfield, but I don't know. Like the bad Jameis showing up in the fourth quarter of the game has me like deeply in my they can lose any game like mode, and they've also gotten off to horrible starts or 10 total points in the first half of games so far. So I feel for you. I try to cash that ticket out if you can. Cut your losses. Okay.
You can, but yeah, it's another one of those games where, I mean, the spread is one. So yeah, trust me, they can lose like damn near every team in the NFL. All right. That's the slate for week 3. Subscribe, rate, review. You can tune in to Pony on 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. I'm on 670 The Score in Chicago. Share the podcast with a friend. Thanks to our producer, Spencer. We'll talk to you after the games Sunday night. What is the Sunday night game? Which one's Sunday night? Is it?
What is Sunday Cowboys night? Giants. Oh, no. Sunday night's Broncos 49ers. Yeah, Broncos Niners.
Okay, yeah. So we'll talk to you after Niners and Broncos. Peace, dude.
Cool.